Soft Talk Radio.
Yeah.
you're free? Do you know you're free? Hallelujah. Will you walk in freedom today? Amen. And shake yourself loose. Whatever has bound you up, whatever is trying to hold you back, I want you to know you got the power and the authority, hallelujah, to shake yourself loose. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just thank you for the God for this very day and time that you allowed us to come boldly to the throne room of grace, asking and receiving in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we thank you for sending your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save us, to free us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we decree and declare, amen, by the faith that we have in us, that we are free indeed. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for new mercy and new grace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come surrendering all over to you right now. All that we offer, all that you have. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask for your help on today. Amen. Lord, help us, oh God, in every situation that's concerning us, in our family members and loved ones. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for your help. Hallelujah. Your help is on the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, move mighty on this call today, oh God. You know what we need before we ask, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, that all our needs are met because you are our provider. You are Jehovah Jireh. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Come on, church, give God our praise, glory, and shout glory. Hallelujah. We decree and declare Psalm 121 on today. I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. Amen. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. This he shall preserve your soul. Amen. The Lord shall preserve you going out and you're coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Come on. Amen. Everybody shout glory. Hallelujah to the one true God, all sovereign God, almighty, powerful God, creator of the universe. Oh, welcome everybody to the shout. I'm your host, Prophetess T. Chantel Manning. I thank God for this day. Hallelujah. Have you thanked God for the day? Did you wake up just thanking him? Amen. Knowing that God has kept you. Amen. He has given you breath. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. I'm grateful. I am grateful to see all you all here on the show at the 6 o'clock hour Central Standard Time. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Those that are tuned in on the internet today, welcome. God bless you. May God continue to keep you and strengthen you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I say this to you all. Every opportunity we get, make sure that we are operating in peace. Make sure we get back into that place of peace because the world tries to rob you of that. That's what the enemy tries to do. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So he wants to rob you of your peace, of your joy, of your happiness. People are in a place of being hopeless. They've lost all hope. They've given up. They've lost the faith. But stay in that place because that's what the enemy comes to do, kill, steal, and destroy, and to rob you of your joy, your happiness, your peace, your hope. But you have power. Remember that you have the power and the authority, and it's working on the inside of you. Amen. But you got to know how to tap into that power and authority that God has given us. Amen. And it's by faith. Amen. So God bless you. God keep you. Come on and shout together today. Come on now, sister Sharon, and shout. Open up your mouth and praise God. Give him all praise, glory, and honor, and shout. Glory,
Lord,
hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah to all my sisters at home. The phone today because God
Amen.
Is good. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm asking for prayer for me. I went to the doctor. They say I had some kind of spinal thing, but I'm not even worried about that because God got it, and I'm trusting in God. Ain't no one else I can trust but God. And I know God is a healer. Oh, God
yes,
is a healer. And I know he's going
yes,
to
he
my
is.
Body in the name of Jesus. Under the
in the mighty name of
I
Jesus.
Love you, Lord. Love you, Lord. I just love the Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you right now, oh God, as your daughter calling out even more today, oh God. We come touching in the green, oh God, by faith for her faith and after my faith on today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, you are the great physician who promised that you will place none of these diseases upon us. You are our healer, oh God. You are our deliverer. You are our way maker. You are our miracle worker. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, work miracles right now of healing in the life of your daughter, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You said in Isaiah 53:5 that you were wounded for our transgression and bruised for our iniquities, that the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with your stripes that we are healed. So we decree and declare healing today for the life of your daughter, Sharon. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we decree and declare according to 3 John chapter 1 and 2, the love of which above all things, that they may prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper. Father, we know.
Yes.
That you want her to be healthy. We know that you want her to be happy. We know that you want her to be healed. We know that you want her to prosper. We know that you want her to succeed. We know that you want her to walk in awesome and health. We know that you want her to live without pain, without hurt, without stress, without sickness, without disease. We know that you want her to be disease-free, sickness-free, stress-free. And therefore, we decree and declare today, according to your word, that she is healthy and physically sick. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, sickness and disease are far from her. And by your stripes that she is healed and that she is free from all illnesses, known and unknown today, and diseases. We decree and declare today, in Jesus Christ's mighty name, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on now. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you. God bless you, Sister Sharon. Oh, God, we bless your holy name, Father God. We thank you for healing right now. We thank you for the testimony, Father God, from Sister Sharon. Oh, God, as she was shared, hallelujah, how you have done it for her. Amen. And if you did it for her, that you'll do it for us as well. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, Sister Dillard. Carol Dillard, come on, open up your mouth and shout, give God our praise, glory, and honor, shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hello, everybody. I want to thank God for, guess what, waking me up this morning. Started me on my way, closed me in my right mind, and waking my family up. We all good and well. Just thank you.
Yes, Lord.
I give him all praise and glory. I'm just truly grateful for what he has done for me. If he can do it for me, guess what he'll do for you? I wake up in spite of what's going on in my life. I still thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for your love. Amen. Glory,
yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy.
You.
Thank you, Lord, for your strength.
You.
Thank you, Lord, for your provision,
you.
Oh God. Thank you, Lord, for your protection.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you, Sister Sharon. Just being in that praise,
God
that place of
too,
thanksgiving. Amen. Like Sister Sharon,
yes.
Just like thanking him. Don't we go through,
thank
amen.
Don't we go through.
We still thank you for the God for the going through and the coming out because we know if you are God, we're coming out in a wealthy place. Amen.
Yes,
we're not coming out words. We're not coming out with disability.
Yes.
We're coming out in a wealthy place. Amen.
Yes.
God bless you, Mother. In a wealthy place.
Too,
amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on. Cousin Brenda Gare, come on and open up your mouth and shout, give God our praise, glory, and honor, shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory. I'm excited. I'm here with my mom right now. She's had a wonderful day today. I praise God for that. To God be
amen.
The glory. Hallelujah.
Bless Lord.
Say hallelujah, Mother.
Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory,
thank
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. No
thank you, Lord.
Today.
Hallelujah.
No stomach today. Glory.
Jesus. Glory. Come on there. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for moving. Hallelujah. God bless you, Cousin Brenda Gale and Auntie Ruth and May. We love you. We thank God for you. We thank God for your shout today. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The shout that breaks chains and soul ties and strongholds. Amen. That kind of shout. Glory. Hallelujah. Knowing that God is able. Amen. That he's still working miracles right now. He's still our healer. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Father God. Amen. For that testimony on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Connie, it's good to see you on the line. Go ahead and open up your mouth and shout, give God our praise, glory, and honor, and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. I just want a shout of thanks because I just got in my car from being out here in this rain trying to get all these kids home. So it's been a long, wet day. But I just want to thank
Jesus,
God for for the safe travels today and getting all the kids home safely. And I just appreciate him even more. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Ain't that the truth? Amen. God bless you, Sister Kynie. We thank God for you. You know, you all just want to say this, God's protection. There's no other protection like the Lord's. Amen. Hallelujah. When you're out there and it's been one of those weeks, it's been raining, it's been, you know, it's been an unsafe conditions for most of us that's been traveling on the road. But we thank God for his protection. Amen. Knowing that we are safe in his hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today I want to pray you all. That's what I'll be praying today, coming against some strongholds and things that are in our life and declaring over our life in the name of Jesus Christ. But I want to talk about loneliness, you all. The Bible says in Romans 8:38-39, I am convinced that neither the present nor the future nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. See, you don't have to be alone to feel lonely, you all. It's all about how you are connecting with those around you. Perhaps you are in a place in your life where you feel no one understands you and no one cares. See, this time in your life probably won't last long. You will make connections and the loneliness will pass, but until it does, remember that God has promise to always be there for you, to listen, to comfort, to encourage. He's close as your prayer. So go in your prayer closet, wherever you pray. He is there waiting for you, waiting to receive you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Bible says in Psalm 68:6, God sets the lonely in families. He leads forth the prisoners with singing. So it isn't God's will for you to feel alone or lonely. He has gone to great lengths to include you in his family and surround you with spiritual brothers and sisters. So open your heart and let God help you make connections with his people. You will find that Christian fellowship goes deeper than any relationships that you had. It has, you all. Permanence and verity, you all. God wants to send your loneliness packing. Let him set you squarely in his family. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I hear all the time people say, I just want to be by myself. I need to get by myself. And what happens when we get by ourselves, it's the deception of the enemy. We start listening to ourselves. We start conversating to ourselves. We start asking questions, and we start answering those questions. See, when you just listen to yourself, amen, you get along, that's when the enemy attacks. The Bible says he sent them out two by two for a reason. The Bible tells us that two is better than one, amen? Two is better than one. So why would the word of God say that? Two is better than one. Why are we getting by ourselves and, oh, I just need to be by myself? Why is that? Why is that when the Bible tells us that two is better than one? The Bible says it. That two are better than one because they have a good return, you all. Have a good return of their work. So if one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has someone to help him up. Amen? When we look in the Bible, I want you to, in Ecclesiastes, you all. So we need to pray, you know, that God will help us to have healthy relationships and find support in those who encourage us to get back up on our feet and walk with you when we walk with God when we fall. So between you, me, and this is me praying, me, you, or you, me, and this is with God, and willing with a good friend to hold us accountable. We need people to hold us accountable. See, a cord of three strands is not quickly broken. So we have to ask God to help us to have those relationships. And it's dangerous, you all, for us to be lonely. I mean, to get to a place where we want to be alone. This is when the enemy speaks even more to us. This is when we're more deceived, amen, when we get alone and get by ourselves. Now, we come aside to get with God, that's one thing, but when you just say, I'm just going to cut everybody off, hallelujah, hallelujah, God will send you someone. Even in the time when I was in my 40 days of wilderness of fasting and praying, I wasn't in there by myself. God girded me with people, men and women of God, amen, with the body of the church, by the body of Christ. So I wasn't in there. I was not in it by myself, though I was in a wilderness fast, but God sent his people to gird me through, amen. So don't think if I got to get by myself and I need to just get by myself. No, it's the trick of the enemy. Amen. So you all, I want to pray today. God bless everyone. Hallelujah. We just thank God for what God is doing and what we're trusting God to do. I said on yesterday and all this week, patient. And you pray. First you believe and you pray. Now expect God to do it. And expect God to do it for your good. What's going to be for your good? Expect God to do it according to his will. And his way and his plan and purpose for your life, not your way, your will, and your plan and your purpose. for your life or what God has for you. Amen. And you will not be disappointed. And you can rest and know. Amen. When you trust God, you can rest and know it's already all right. And you can shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. And the enemy is being he's confused because he's still looking at your situation. But you take your eyes out your situation and you place your eyes on God who is able. Amen. Hallelujah. So let us pray, Lord, according to your word. Heavenly Father, we come right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come seeking first your kingdom and all your righteousness and truth, oh God. We come surrendering our will over to your will right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we ask, Lord God, that you just have your way. Holy Spirit, we welcome you right now to make your residence in us and never leave. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we come according to your word. And we come, oh God, wholeheartedly to commit whatever we do to you right now. Our plans, and we decree and declare that our plans will succeed. Lord, we acknowledge that the heart of committing any plan to you is seeking your plan. Amen. Show us the right path, Father God. Lord, please help us not to merely listen to the word and so deceive ourselves. Please help us to do what it says. Amen. Your word works, oh God, and we thank you. But if we, hallelujah, but if we are to experience it personally, you must be obedient, and we need your help, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. When your word, oh God, when your word comes to us, help us to eat them and make them our joy and our heart's delight, for we bear your name, oh Lord God Almighty. Increase our appetite for your word and our sufficiency in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, like David, help us to rejoice in your strengthening and say unto you, oh God, how great is our joy in victories you give. Amen. Father, please grant us the desire of our heart to be free from these strongholds of whatever they may be in the name of Jesus Christ, and do not withhold the request of our lips, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Through the victories that you've given us through Christ's glory be great, amen. For we know that our old self was crucified with you, Christ, so that this body of sin may be done away with us, that we should no longer be afraid to sin, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin, amen. Father, the false teachers of this world promise freedom while they themselves are slaves of depravity right now in the name of Jesus Christ. So a man is a slave to whatever has mastered him. We acknowledge our slavery and deep desire to be mastered by you alone. Amen. Only your mastery brings liberty. And we decree and declare that we are set free. Amen. That we are liberated in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Everything is permissible for us, oh God, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible for us, but we desire not to be mastered by anything. Amen. Lord God, help us to recognize and discern what is not beneficial for us. Amen. Help us to see the authentic liberty is being free to do certain things and free not to do others. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord God, we acknowledge that it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Amen. Your desire is for us to stand firm then and not let ourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. Help us, Lord, empower us today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God, according to your liberated word, as we were called to be free, help us not to use our freedom to indulge in the simple nature. Rather, we should serve others in love. Amen. Help our soul to find rest in you alone. Our hope comes from you. You alone are our rock and our salvation. You are our fortress, and we will not be shaken. We will not be moved in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our salvation and honor depend upon you, O God. You, God, are our mighty rock and refuge. Help us to trust in you at all times. Remind us to pour out our heart to you, for you, God, are our refuge, and we thank you. You know the plans that you have for us, O Lord. You have declared that they are plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us a hope and a future. And we thank you today, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are the Lord, the God of all mankind. Nothing is too hard for you to do, oh God. In view of your mercy, oh God, Lord, we offer our body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to you, God. This is our spiritual act of worship. We desire not to be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds right there and right here. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, then we will be able to test and approve what your will is, your good, pleasing, and perfect will, oh God. Lord, through, hallelujah, Lord, through, we live in the Lord, though we live in this world, we do not wage war with this world, hallelujah, in the way this world does, amen. The weapons, we fight with are not the weapons of the world. Oh, hallelujah, on the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. Your power can demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself against the knowledge of you, God. And to take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ Jesus. Amen. Enable us, Lord, right now. Help us not to just read it and say it, but to believe it and do it. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we have too long given the devil a foothold. Please help us to stop offering him so many opportunities to bring defeat into our lives. Your plan is do and less we more than all we can ask or imagine, according to your power that worketh in us. Amen. To you be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. God, I do not, and we do not consider ourselves yet to have taken hold of it right now. But one thing we do, forget what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. We press on toward the goal to win the prize for which you have called us, heavenward in Christ Jesus. Help us to forget all past failures and even achievements and to focus on pressing forward with you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord Jesus, we can do everything through you because you have given us the strength to do so. You, Lord, will rescue us from every evil attack and will bring us safely to your heavenly kingdom. To you be the glory forever and ever. And us, Lord, we can find great encouragement in knowing that many believers weaken their natural selves and walk safely and victoriously with you. Amen. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such great cloud of witnesses, help us to throw off everything that hinders us. Help us that hinders us in the name of Jesus Christ. And the sin that so easily entangles and help us to run. Hallelujah, to run with perseverance. The race marked out for us. Amen. Help us to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning and shame, and sat down at the right hand of your throne. Oh God, we thank you. Oh, we declare and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of his name today that we are your dear children and we are from you, God, and have overcome the influences of the evil kingdom because the one who is in us is greater than the one who is in the world. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, in a race, all the runners run, but only one gets the prize. Lord, help us to run in such a way as to get the prize in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, please help us not to miss the grace of God. Help us to see it that no bitter root grows up in us to cause trouble and defile meaning. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place, he would not receive as his inheritance. Obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. Lord, help us to be willing to follow you in obedience, even when we're not sure where we're headed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, help us not to allow the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires for other things to come in and choke your word out, making it unfruitful in our life. Dear God, as one of your own, please help us to flee from sin and pursue righteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Help us to flee from sin and pursue godliness and pursue faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Oh, God, search us right now. Oh, God, and know our hearts. Test us and know our anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in us and lead us in the way everlasting. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, according to your word, everyone born of you overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? That is a question, oh God. We do, and when we truly believe that Jesus is the Son of God, our faithful Father, whether we turn to the right or to the left, cause our ears to hear a voice behind us saying, this is the way, walk in it. We shall be led by your Holy Spirit and not any other spirit. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, help us to guard the good deposit that was entrusted in us. Amen. Hallelujah. We must guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us right now. Amen. Well, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are among your chosen people, your priesthood, your holy nation, and a part of a people belonging to you, God, that we may declare the praises of you who called us out of darkness into your wonderful light, and we thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. Lord God, according to your word, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. Oh, Father, help us to understand that we have no power of restraint or self-control without your word made alive in us by your Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Lord God, that it is so, and it shall be no other way. Lord, we pray that you would give us the desire of our heart, which at this time is to be free and make all our plans succeed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, above all else, help us to love you, God, the Lord our God, with all of our heart and with all our soul and with all of our strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, help us to put on the full armor so that we can stand against the devil's scheme. Amen. Lord God, your divine power has given us everything we need for life. And God, it is through our knowledge of you who called us by your own glory and goodness. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you on today. Oh, Lord, we give it all over to you right now, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all. As it is 6:30 right now, I want to wrap it up here. Remember, you all, do not forsake yourself with the assembly of the saints. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's danger in traveling alone, you all. It is danger. God created us to be a part of his body. We function together. Fellowship is a precious gift the Lord gives his children. To neglect fellowship or refuse to draw near those who can make our journey all that it should be is to make ourselves vulnerable to compromise. Amen. Anytime we withdraw from wise friends who will hold us accountable, we seek our own desires. We become resistant to all sound wisdom. And that is a precautious place to be, you all. If we are committed to travel toward the heart of God, then we need to move toward the wise friends that we have of any age, amen, who can help us stay on the journey. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to work things out for your good. Hallelujah. May God increase your faith on today. We thank you all for tuning in to the shout. Amen. Tonight we have our 7 o'clock Bible study. If you can join us, please do so. We're talking about spiritual warfare and deliverance. Amen. We need daily deliverance. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray that we're saved. Hallelujah. That we're set free. To God be the glory. Amen, amen. God bless you. God keep you. Remember, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. to get there on the great day. But when I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout.